Welcome back to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday morning. Brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Coach Slicker is up next with Don Stock. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome, Coach, to the Inside the Huddle. Thanks for stopping in and seeing us this morning.
Well, hey, Don, thanks for having me again. We really do appreciate the coverage you've given our team this year.
Well, well-deserved, Coach. I mean, it's fun watching your kids. They play hard. Last night, they had a little bit of a challenge as Central had their first possession, started walking it down the field for you, but your kids stood tall and kept that ball from getting inside the zone, the inline.
Well, you know, I think we started out and we were three and out on offense, which, you know, you're always disappointed when that happens. Then we had Caden Davis punting last night. I thought he had a really nice punt. Kai Jacobs makes a really nice tackle on that. And then, you know, they got us on a third down. They were able to get outside on the second play, and then they snuck their tight end down the middle. We watched it with the kids this morning, and, you know, a little bit of confusion. But give Clinton Central credit, you know, for sneaking that tight end down the middle, something that we had talked about. But and then, you know, they're at the goal line. You know, we tried to analyze, you know, if their kid fumbled the ball, we knocked it out. But either way, we were fortunate to keep them out. And really after that, I felt like our defense held up and played really well last night, and that's a credit to the kids and Coach Allen.
Well, once again, you call on Stephen Dunford to take the helm last night. And again, a nice job done by him.
You know, Stephen has, you know, we've talked about him many times. He's a very versatile athlete. So, you know, not only can he play quarterback, he's an excellent runner. He made some really good throws last night. There were a couple plays that we just missed. You know, you watch that film and maybe just a blocking breakdown here or there. But I thought overall Stephen played a really nice game last night. He played a lot of defense for us in the middle. And it's just good having Stephen back. You know, he was in practice every day this week, and so that was a bonus, where the previous week Stephen had only practiced like one day.
Well, normally he's a running back, right? He's carried the ball coming into the night last night 11 times for an average of 6.6 yards a carry. And now he's your quarterback. Will this be next week? Will he be in the same boat, or is that a decision that you'll make as the week progresses?
You know, that's a really good question, Don. You know, we were discussing it briefly this morning. You know, Connor Cobb has been injured. You know, and as of Monday, we didn't know if Cobb would play. And I met with Connor on Tuesday morning, and I told him, hey, let's just see what you can do. You know, as the week goes on, it's amazing how the adrenaline, you know, gets into the body when you realize how important the game is on Friday night. So Connor came back last night and was able to play linebacker for us. You know, I didn't let him punt. I didn't let him kick off. And I thought he did an excellent job. You know, he still wasn't quite 100%. He was really hobbled all week in practice. So, you know, in terms of, like, looking at our offense, you know, last night, had Stephen gone down, it would have been interesting to see how Connor would have looked even at quarterback. He took very few reps this week. So I think health will play a part in that decision. You know, it's a good decision to have to make right now. I think both boys have shown that they're very capable. Both of them are excellent runners. You know, when we put either one of those two kids at quarterback, they are a threat. And that really goes along with, you know, with we have Jacob Wilson, Caden Davis, and Seth Whitlock. You know, that gives us a lot of weapons there on offense.
Well, you didn't even bring up the freshman.
No, Kai, I'll tell you one thing about Kai Jacobs is when we kick the ball off or we punt it, that kid makes the tackle. He has an incredible knack to get down the field. If you watched last night, whether we kicked it off, if it's near him or even on our punts, he is down there making the tackle. He uses excellent technique. Last night, I think he got a little nicked in the foot. I asked him how it's feeling, and he's like, I'm fine, Coach, I'm fine. So, you know, not only is he a talented player, but he's a tough kid.
Hey, before we go to your linemen, because I'm down there talking to you before the ball game, and I'm looking at your linemen, and I'm like, this is unfair. You can't have kids this big. But I want to talk about Caden Davis first, because I thought Caden played very, very well last night.
Well, Caden is a gamer. You know, I remember when I first got there, I talked to Coach Peckinpah, and he said, hey, that kid will give you 110 all the time. And that's what he does. He has one speed, and that's full speed. And he's a very versatile player. You know, you see him out wide for us. He can catch the ball. You know, we ran a little inside screen to him late, and, man, was he looking fast running across that field. He's also a kick returner. You know, we run him on our wing position, and on defense, he flies all over the field. So, you know, right now, I think it's just a matter. You watch our film this morning, and we just messed up some things at the point of attack. You know, we have some size up there on the front line, but I didn't think we executed like we needed to in terms of the trenches, which going, you know, you've got to give Clinton Central a lot of credit last night. You know, they everything that's going on out there, you know, we wish Coach Gilbert the best, talking to Coach Rosa last. I think he's just done a fantastic job. I think you can see improvement in their team. Their kids certainly played very hard last night. And just looking at their faces after the game, you know, they gave everything they had last night. And we were able to make, you know, two or three big plays. But I give them a lot of credit for, you know, making us maybe not look as good as we had hoped to look.
Well, you got to say that Primo's probably one of the better nose tackles that you go up against.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first play of the game, he's just, boom, in our backfield, and it's minus three. So, you know, like I said, their kids played hard for four quarters last night. And that was good for us, too. Like, I think that, you know, for us, getting that getting those four-quarter games is important because as you work into the season and you know – you look at the schedule, we've got some teams coming here that it's going to take a four-quarter effort. So the conditioning part with that and the toughness part of being able to play a little bit when you're tired is important.
So your right side on your line has Keaton Williams, who's a sophomore, 6'2", 280, monster. And then standing beside him is Levi Osler, who's 235, 6'3", a junior. Yeah. That makes you really mad, the fact that they got to come back next year.
Well, you know, those two boys, you know, the thing I like about those two is they're learning to work together. You know, Keaton Williams is a kid that he's raw. You know, he's big, he's strong, he's got a really good attitude. He's raw in terms of, like, understanding football. And when he gets that body moving forward he does have a motor. He kicked off again for us beautifully last night. And then Levi, you know, we ask a lot of Levi. He's also a defensive end. You know, anytime the ball is ran to Levi's side and he doesn't make the tackle, you know, you turn to your coach, what's wrong with Levi? He's supposed to make that tackle. But, you know, Levi last night, he kind of tweaked his ankle there near the end, but he was there this morning. And anybody who knows Levi, he's looking at me right now, Coach, I'm fine. Coach, I'm going to be fine. So, you know, hopefully that's nothing too serious. But obviously the left side of our line, you know, we tried to run to our left side last night. I think they knew that that was potentially what we were going to do. So they did a good job, and yet we were still able to get yards on that side.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Braxton Nell, who you just call his name about every other play. And then our player of the night last night, Logan Kirshner, we went down and got our picture taken with him, and he said, what's this all about? Man, you're the player of the game. We picked you up. Man, a lot of defensive tackles. And
well, you know, Logan is one of those kids that's kind of unsung because, you know, he plays offensive right tackle. He plays defensive end. And so sometimes those kids kind of get lost in the mix. You know, is he number 54? Is he number, you know, the average football fan may not recognize the value that he brings. Logan is, you know, you could argue is one of the most valuable players, if not the, on our team. And you hate to say that one kid is, but Logan does so much for us. And you talk about a fantastic attitude. You know, and then this morning I pointed out he screwed up a couple of plays this morning. And he realized it immediately when we were watching the film. He's like, I did. You know, so he takes ownership when he makes a mistake. And that kid is just a fantastic kid. And we're blessed to have him.
Well, Coach, what's the biggest difference that you have coming from a Crawfordsville team and then coming here to coach at Clinton Prairie?
You know, I've been asked that by several people. I would just say this about my Crawfordsville experience. I learned a lot as in terms of what it took to be a head coach and all the responsibilities. I was talking to Coach Rosa before the game in the hallway last night before the teams went out, and, you know, he was just talking about, wow, and, you know, that one step over. So I learned a lot at Crawfordsville. And then coming to Clinton Prairie, I think just you know, football here right now is important. And I don't – you know, I'm not trying to say it wasn't important where I was, but it's important. I think the kids here, they understand that we have some talent and the sacrifices that that you need to make. And I think the coaching staff has bought in real well, too. And, you know, we are excited about what we have. I told the kids this morning, like, the season's kind of in, like, three phases. Like, you have the beginning part. And for us, you know, it's been very successful, right? Our goal was maybe to win that county. And our first three games were 3-0. We did that. But now our season is going to kind of evolve a little bit. You know, we're in the middle, and let's see what kind of team we can evolve into. You know, we've opened the door. I told the kids this morning, you've given yourself an opportunity. And that's, you know, looking ahead to next week, you know, we got to get next week's game. We'll open up another opportunity. And so I think right now where we're at is just that we have a team that's talented, that's hungry, and is looking forward to the next challenge. And I'm just, I can't thank the people of Clinton Prairie enough, from our coaches to the fan support, to our principal, to the parents, you know, they've all been so welcoming. And so far, you know, we've been able to do pretty well. But our challenges are looming for sure.
You're packing up the bus. You're heading to the eastern side of the county, taking on Tri-Central. Anything, have you got to watch anything about Tri-Central yet?
You know, I put Tri-Central on this morning, and, you know, they're very effective when they beat Westdale 2 weeks ago. And obviously when you play Sheridan, you know, you put the Sheridan tape on, and I just briefly watched, you know, Sheridan's such a strong physical team. But, you know, going up there, you know, there's always a challenge when you get on a bus. You know, they're going to be licking their wounds, so to speak. Anytime you lose, right, you're coming back the next Monday. So, you know, it's a psychological game. I thought this week for us, you know, I was concerned all week, how do you handle winning? You know, how do you handle it? You know, people tell you, oh, you're this and you're that, and, you know, oh, wow, this is awesome. And I think sometimes you lose focus on the little things, and I think we saw that on the film this morning. There were many little things last night that were not sharp, you know, from our perspective, and really not up to the standard we want to set. So, you know, the challenge for us this week is, you know, we've got to continue to grow, you know, and Tri-Central is going to be fired up. You know, they're going to be like, okay, you know, we're going to take what we did and we're coming back next week. We have a home game. So every week is its own challenge. I think that's what makes high school football, high school sports, really all sports, right, is that, you know, you think you know what's going to happen and you can make a prediction, but the game has to be played and you have to execute. And, you know, that's why I love it. That's why I've done it. And that's why I hope to continue to do it for the rest of my life. And I know our kids are excited about the challenge.
Well, I can tell you where you say you're blessed to be at Clinton Prairie. I know that a lot of the fans out at Prairie are so happy that you've decided to come and coach at Prairie. I've spoken to a lot of the parents out there, and, you know, I haven't had one come up and say, ah, he needs to go. You know, there's always one, but I've not found one yet. So this says well for you.
Well, you know, I've learned that when you win, you know, everybody's like shaking your hand and biting you. And, you know, as soon as things go wrong, you know, that can change quickly. But, you know, the one thing I will say is that, you know, when they hired me, you know, I came in and told them, you know, I'm going to push you and I'm going to push their kids. And really our number one goal here in the whole thing, and it was great talking to Coach Rosa last night. The reason why we're all here is for the kids. We're trying to help develop these kids into better young men and hope that they can have an experience that they'll remember for the rest of their life. You know, even last night's game, I can still remember playing my county games, you know, 30 years ago. Like, those things are memories that you just don't forget. And, you know, we're just trying to help our boys, you know, grow into men and be better men. And hopefully we do it together and you learn about teamwork. And that's what makes team sports so awesome. And I think we all know that. That's why we all love it. And so far, I'm very thankful. And, you know, there's challenges ahead for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're teaching kids also how to deal with adversity as they progress through their lives, too. And that's a big thing, too. Well, Coach, knock them off next week. We're going to follow you. We're going to go over there to Tri-Central with you and cover you for the ball game over there. We look forward to that. And then the following week when Sheridan comes into town, they'll Hoosier Land TV. It won't be the Don and Carl, but it'll be back on TV again also. So your team deserves all the coverage that you're getting because it's a joy to watch them all play. It's like watching a family out there. So you've done a yeoman's job at getting these kids put together.
Hey, I want to say one last thing. I would be remiss if I didn't congratulate one of our assistant coaches this week, Matt Muncy, and his wife, Maddie, had their first child. Mm. And so, you know, that's a celebration right there, right? So yep. We brought a new member into the Gopher family this week. Also to Mr. Harlow and his wife, they also had a child this week. So, you know, an awesome week, really, to be a Gopher.
Well, congratulations again. We'll talk to you next week after the win to get Tri-Central.
Gonna say okay. Thanks, guys.
We've been talking to Coach Slicker of the Clinton Prairie Gophers here on Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.